conditioners. They have 6 showrooms for you to look at all of their amazing items, and they have reward programs for buying 2 or more appliances going on for the rest of the entire month. And remember, at Appliance Discounters, when you buy from Appliance Discounters, you buy local. Check them out online, theappliancediscounters.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number 3 of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
We all have a lot of things we're going to do one day. One day I'll change my career. One day I'll get my bachelor's degree. Well, today is the day to be brave. Because Maryville University offers more than 30 degrees online, including bachelor's degrees, with no entrance exams and no application fees. We've been empowering students for nearly 150 years, so we know there's no time like the present to focus on your future. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Mmm, smells good.
Thanks. I picked up a Tuscan herb marinated tenderloin from Hatfield at Schnucks on my way home.
Huh, Hatfield?
They're new in town and are all about raising pork right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They put a pledge to it right on the packages of all the varieties of marinated pork tenderloins, loin fillets, and ribs they offer.
Oh, that's great. But there's a problem.
What?
It's not on the table yet.
Oh. Find better pork for your family at your local Schnucks.
Club Fitness is helping everybody lift local. Now through April 15th, you can join for just $1.
Club Fitness really cares about supporting me and my fitness goals. With Free Kids Club, my kids have fun while I choose from over 700 free weekly classes.
We're one big family with more than 20 locations serving only the St. Louis region. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by April 15th for just $1. See club for details.
Zisser Tire and Auto has been providing outstanding service to the St. Louis area since 1984.
At Zisser Tire, you won't find sales or specials because they believe you should always get the best price, no matter what.
You can find all of the top tire brands at Zisser, too. Brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, and many more.
And with 3 locations to serve you, Zisser Tire is always right around the corner. Find them in Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville.
Check them out online at ZisserTire.com.
In St. Louis, the home opener is special. It's also special here on 590 The Fan. And on Wednesday afternoon between 1 and 3, and again on Thursday beginning at 5 a.m., we have a Cardinal special for you that will get you ready for the 2019 season. The opening day special is brought to you by Lakeside Roofing, The Angry Beaver, and by JMH Law Firm.
Got to do the whole sports car around the little outfield with the Clydesdales and all that, just remembering how amazing it was to feel like I'd accomplished getting to the big leagues.
Hear excerpts from the Tim McKernan Show featuring Brian Jordan, David Eckstein, Dexter Fowler, Paul DeYoung, Alex Reyes, Mike Schilt, and John Moselock.
When you look at this team and again how the last 6 weeks have evolved, there is this bounce in this clubhouse.
There's no better way to get ready for opening day right here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Honey Pit Smokehouse serves the best barbecue in St. Louis. Try Honey Pit today for anything from the most tender meats in St. Louis to succulent burgers and sandwiches. At Honey Pit, we use Myron Mix and Water smokers that steam the meat while it smokes. No other place in Missouri can say that. This ensures tender meat with just the right amount of smoke. Plus, we make all of our sauces in-house with no MSG, no high fructose corn syrup, and gluten-free. Located in Kirkwood, check us out online at honeypitsmokehouse.com.
That you
there's
get.
No fun left on. Oh, and we're full of chip, and we think you'll get lots of
big tortoises.
Come in, come in, loosen up. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the April 3rd edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Dan, your fly is unzipped. April 3rd.
Ah! Gotcha.
Oh, man.
brought to you by First Community Credit Union. They have a terrific home equity line of credit you can apply for if you're a homeowner. We'll talk about it and how a lot of people this time of year in the springtime decide to make the house a bigger or better home with home improvements. Takes money. They'd be happy to loan it to you. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
At the control board, the man with the funny accent, and he picked it up from living 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right, he is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a good day, and if not, I hope it gets a lot better.
Well, that is very nice. That's a nice thing to say. Bill Cleveland is in Indianapolis, Indiana, another place he seems to really like because I think he's talked about that place two or three times at least. We'll find out what there is in Indianapolis that he hasn't told us about before. We thought we might lose him to jury duty.
No.
But they didn't want him.
No.
He's a reject. He's a jury duty reject. He's Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
And we'll find out how that went in a few moments. But first, Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you thought about when you would like to retire, all you have to do is call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Trevor.
Tim Woodburn at one time was a night cook at Denny's. At another time, he was a door-to-door knife salesman. Then there was the period where he was a Busch Stadium beer vendor. And then the time he was a roller skating rink DJ. And you say, well, which one of those jobs did he decide to go with and make a career of? None of them. None of them, because he discovered the radio business. And who wouldn't jump into that if they're in their right minds? And now he not only works in radio, he's the head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon. He's in charge of all of our researchers for this show, all the people who help put the show together every day. He's in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's our newsman, our news director. He is an author, and he's something else. That's why people say, we go, hey, did you meet Tim Woodburn? They go, yeah, he's something else. This is what they mean. This is what they mean. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I will. I just have a quick question for Limey. If this show's counterpart in Britain, Sir Bartholomew Opinion, had a American board op, would he introduce him as having the man with the funny accent?
Probably.
Would we have a funny accent over there?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, you guys would stick out like a sore thumb.
Okay. Want to say a big hi and thanks to Matheny Heating and Cooling, locally owned and operated for only the last 77 years. St. Louis Heating Air Conditioning Specialist since 1942, specializing in the installation of high-efficiency heating and cooling systems and the maintenance of those systems. Outstanding reviews on Angie's List, Yelp, and Google+. Check them out online at MatheneyHeatCool.com, or better yet, give them a call, 314-727-9000.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hanging.
And I thought it was wonderful what Rat Boy gave Quentin. Quentin Cornegay was sitting in while Dan was out earlier until Dan could arrive after being kicked out of jury duty. Mm-hmm. And he presented Quentin. Quentin was just hired yesterday by the station after 6 months as an intern. And he gave him not a golden microphone, but it's a yellow microphone. What is that made out of?
Cheese.
Carved out of cheese, out of a block of cheese.
Wow.
What a beautiful gift to give someone, welcoming them to the radio business. Would you please show your appreciation for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union. It is spring, thank goodness. What a miserable winter. A lot of people Well, they do a lot of things in the spring. They shake off that cabin fever and go places and get outside and clean house, and clean out the basement or the garage. And a lot of people want to improve the house, and there are all kinds of ways you can do that. You can, you know, remodel the kitchen, or you can add on to the house, or whatever. But sometimes you don't have the cash sitting around to do that. That's where the home equity line of credit comes in from First Community Credit Union. You pay as you go. You only borrow what you need with an affordable payment. So let's say your line of credit is $40,000. Well, you need 10, 15, 20, whatever. You only borrow what you need from that line of credit. There is no application fee and there's no closing fee. If you apply by June 30th, you will get an amazing introductory rate of 2.49% APR for the first 12 months. That is a terrific deal for those of you who are looking to do any kind of home improvement. Again, First Community Credit Union, the same place that offers the terrific wedding loans. October, biggest wedding month of the year. So what are people doing now? They're already in the planning stages for the weddings. Not every wedding is in October. Whenever it is, if you don't have the cash to give her the wedding you think she deserves, that she and mom want, think about a wedding loan from First Community Credit Union. Terrific rates on those as well. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, over 40 locations, sponsors of the yard sale every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, and a great place to bank. I've banked there for years, and I think you will be glad when you close out your accounts at wherever you're banking now and move them over and join us and become a member of First Community Credit Union. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa.
That's right. He's been to those places. He's also been to Indianapolis, Indiana, and he's back there again today. He's Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World. Trivia night coming up May 18th. I still need some money. More money for St. Jude Children's Hospital. We'll talk about that maybe tomorrow. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more information. From Indianapolis, Indiana, here is Bill Cleveland.
You turned on
the microphone in the annex for my fans. Those are Frank opinions.
I am so sorry.
Turn the mic on for Bill's fans. Let's try this again. In fact, edit that out, because
okay,
that was obviously not his microphone for his fans.
I am really sorry.
Radio edit.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, Bill Cleveland. Those are his people right there. Yeah.
Oh, good. I thought I called the wrong show.
Man.
Do I have to start introducing you as a contributing columnist for the L.A. Times? Do you want me to do that?
Well, let me get my first article published first. That would be embarrassing if you said that and then it doesn't happen. So maybe
what's interesting is you're here in St. Louis, yet the Post-Dispatch never approached you. It takes the L.A. Times to recognize your talent and what you have to contribute. Isn't that interesting?
Well, there's a lot of things about St. Louis. The county library was kind of the same way. They didn't want me to speak until they found out the Kansas City Public Library invited me and like 400 people showed up, and then they were interested. So, yeah, whatever.
That's some St. Louis always kind of running around second trying to play catch up. So, what do we need new to know about Kansas City? Indianapolis. I'm sorry. What do we need to know about Indiana that we don't already know that you haven't already told us?
Yeah, that's okay. So I'm on Highway 70. I was in Indianapolis today, so I'm on my way back to St. Louis. And so just a couple of quick things. So I just passed the sign for Greenville, Illinois on Highway 70. Yeah, Greenville was the last place I got a speeding ticket, so I was trying to be careful driving through there. But they have a sign, and it's pretty clever, I guess, for a marketing slogan. And the sign says, Greenville, Illinois. If you lived here, you'd be home by now. So, that's clever. But then I've seen this sign before, and today I guess I paid extra special attention. And I look just to the side of the sign, because, it's right there on the highway, and I just kind of look over to the right. There's a prison right by the sign. So I don't know if they mean welcome to Greenville, like live here, or if you lived in the prison, you'd be home by now.
But is that supposed to be a clever slogan? If you lived here, you'd be home by now. You could put that anywhere. That's not to go anywhere. That's not clever.
Well, but
if you lived here, you'd be home by now. What's that supposed to say? Move here? I don't get it.
Bill.
Got me talking about it. So, you know, why not? So today in Indianapolis, I'm a big presidential history guy. I love learning about the presidents. And so, I believe the only president from Indianapolis, or from Indiana, that is, was Benjamin Harrison. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's the case. I think he was the 26th president. So his house is in Indianapolis, and I had never gone there. I'd driven by or whatever, and I thought, you know, I was going to be driving through town today, and I thought I would take this.
Why is he a guy we never hear one thing about? Nobody ever says, oh, President Harrison. You forget that he was even president. What is that about?
Did
he do anything?
His dad was a president, William Harrison, I believe. And he was president in between both of Grover Cleveland's terms in office. But, yeah, no, he was an attorney.
He was only the president for 31 days. He died when he was president.
That would explain a lot.
That's why you never hear anything about him.
Is that the one that died of the flu?
Pneumonia.
Typhoid fever.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah,
close. Well, you know, it's interesting you said that. The docent at the house today said that probably is not the case. He died from pneumonia, but it's just at the time nobody really knew what, you know, a lot of other medical things or whatever. They said they believe, at least this is a theory, that it was from the water that he had been drinking in the White House.
What, like he died of Legionnaire's disease or something?
In Washington, D.C., they didn't have a very good, you know, sewer system and just different things like that. And they said the water may have been contaminated, because there were other people around that time that also died from similar, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, so it's still kind of up for debate. But so what I have to tell you is that the most interesting thing about the house that happened outside of the house on my way to go and take this tour today. So I pull into the parking lot, and there were a couple folks who were waiting for me to give me a tour. And this guy, he was pushing a bicycle, and he approached me as I pulled into the parking lot. And he had a file folder with him and some papers. And he came up to me, and he was kind of disheveled a bit. He said, excuse me, I'm sorry to bother you.
You've been served.
No. And he said, my sister lives here. I just had a deal with her. Her car broke down, and I had to pay for, I knew the request for money was about to happen, right? And he says, I'm sorry. He goes, I've been crying. It's just been a rough day. And he goes, I'm a teacher, and I need to get back to, I can't remember what the destination was. He said, I needed to get to, but he goes, I am $17 short for my bus fare. And he's pointing this stuff in his file folder, mm-hmm. and I don't honestly carry cash at all. I never carry cash, and so I,
sure
you know, you but don't. I listened
you
to his
had a big
and I said, and I, yeah, and so I said, I said I'm really sorry. I don't, you know, I don't. So I go into the visitor center, and I said, I'm sorry, because they're like, where were you? Where are you? I said, I'm this guy who's out there, you know, asking for money, and, you know, kind of tied me up. I'm sorry. So as I'm talking to these folks, about 30 seconds later, this woman walks in. She's a visitor. She's in town touring as well. And she walked in, and she was talking to someone, and I overheard her say this guy outside was asking me for money. And so I said, pardon me a second. I said, excuse me, ma'am. I said, that guy, I said, I'm curious, how much did he say he needed for a bus fare? And she goes, he said he needed $6. So apparently,
well, they lowered his price because you shoved him aside and didn't help him. So he figured if he's going to get help, once you told him, I'm sorry, but I don't care about the downtrodden, beat it. Once you did that, he felt like maybe if I lower it and get two people or three people to give me something, I can get where I need to go. Way to go.
The lady told me he must have thought I looked more rich than her. That's what she said.
What I take from this is a poor, unfortunate man who's down on his luck, who reached out for help, and you didn't help him. That's what I get from it.
Should have just given him your credit card.
Mm-hmm. I would have given him $1,000. That's just me.
There you go.
You should have just told him, hey, pal, I'm a travel reporter. I don't carry that kind of cash around.
What do you think I am? I write for the LA Times.
What do you think
Times.
I am, Franco Pinion?
Well, he had a bike with him, so I don't know what the problem was.
What if you, tomorrow morning on the Indianapolis News, well, you're headed home, but what if on the radio you hear that a man, unfortunately a man in Indianapolis who is trying his best to just reach out for help has committed suicide. He's committed suicide and he left a note that said, you know, I tried my best to make things right and to get where I needed to go, but no one would help me. I'm out of here. And he commits suicide. That'd be on you, man.
Oh.
He was on his bike and tried to grab the bumper and just ride with the bus as far as
because he couldn't afford to get on the bus, so he was going to hitch himself to it, and, and the bus backed up and ran over him and killed him.
That would actually be a great story for his first LA Times column if that all went down.
Yeah,
that
wouldn't that be cool?
How I killed a poor man in Indianapolis.
How I killed a hitchhiker. Holy.
Yeah.
Wow, this is depressing. This took a depressing turn. I wasn't expecting.
Sure did. You started.
Holy moly. So, yeah, so if you're in Indianapolis, check it out. It's a really cool presidential site. They have 85, maybe 90% of the stuff inside the house is actually his, and they do a pretty good tour. The one fun fact that I took away, I was looking for something that you folks might find interesting. I know it's tough. You're not big history people. But they talked about when this guy moved into the White House with his wife. This would have been in the late 1800s. The place is apparently just a dump. I mean, in just complete disrepair. And rats were apparently everywhere. And
well, that's how it is now in Washington.
Ha!
Hey.
See what you did there.
I did not say. So they're giving the tour and they're talking about how bad the White House was, and they said they, you know, had a family dog. So here's how many rats they were apparently in the White House. The story goes, the family dog on their first day in the White House caught 36 rats in 30 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
That's how infested the White House was in the late 1800s. So pretty disgusting, but a little better these days, I guess. That's it for me. I have to pay attention to the traffic here, so I'm going to go. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
I'm sorry, but I can't stop thinking about that guy who needed $17 and how Bill just pushed him aside. That's going to bother me tonight. I'll dream about it. How I could have helped him if I'd been there. What's going to happen to the guy? But I guess that's just me. Obviously, Bill does not care about those less fortunate. That was Bill Cleveland on his way home from Indianapolis, not helping anyone or thinking about anyone but himself. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. You can find out more about this fantastic value at windowworldstlouis.com. Now, we are going to check in here with Dan and find out how it went with the jury duty thing. But before we do that, I have to read you an email that I received, and along with it is an audio clip. And listen to this. Hello, Frank. My name is Jack Guthrie. I'm a freshman at the University of Memphis. My home is in Swansea, Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis. My great-great-grandfather
is... Traffic is sponsored by Nap.
What the hell?
Whoopsie.
Okay. No mind.
That's good radio.
Yeah, I know.
But I hope, you know what? I hope Quentin is not listening to this. This is not, Quentin, this is not how professionals operate. If you're listening, edit that out, Limey.
Gotcha.
Radio edit.
Hello, Frank. My name is Jack Guthrie. I'm a freshman at the University of Memphis. My home is in Swansea, Illinois, right across the river from St. Louis. My great-great-grandfather is Woody Guthrie. He and Bob Dylan were very good friends, and recently we discovered an old 45 record of Bob's and wanted to share it with you. The recording has some resemblance to your theme song. I listen to your show all the time from Memphis and always makes me happy to hear your stories and conversations. Keep up the great work. Jack Guthrie, great-great-grandson of Woody Guthrie, great-grandson of Arlo Guthrie, and he sent me this rare recording. This is, let me get this, pull this up. This is this is a rare recording from Bob Dylan, who was good friends with Woody Guthrie, and he said it's a strong resemblance to the theme song of this segment. Let me get this going here. Here we go.
Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion is on the air.
This.
Wow.
So join his partners and him. There's no fun left on FM.
feel. Yeah. Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of shit, and we'll think we'll get up some from it. So can you stand up? We're about to get opinions, playouts on the air.
Wow. Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan. Singing the Playhouse theme. How about that?
Pretty cool.
Incredible.
Old 45. Never before discovered till now. Thank you, Jack Guthrie. Honest to goodness, I think this guy is the great-great-grandson of Woody Guthrie. I don't have any reason to doubt him here. But boy, thank you for uncovering that rare Bob Dylan recording. So today, Dan said, I may not be in. I got to go to jury duty to see if they want to select me for this trial. So walk us through that process.
Oh, man. I get there, and then there's not a lot of people in the room. So I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to be tough to just get out of this. Because I thought after I was sat there for an hour, I was going to walk up and say, hey, is there any way that I can leave? Because there's plenty of people.
And don't you think
here.
Most people want to get out of it? I mean, I don't know.
Yes.
Except there are some what? People, ooh, I can't wait to be on jury. But I think those people have to be retired.
Have heard
don't
about
have
the
a job or, you know.
Have you heard about the pay, Frank? Why would they want to get out of it? Have you heard how much Dan made today?
Oh.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Walk
I made
through.
$10, buddy.
Ooh. Whoa, buddy.
And mileage, salty. Though. Mileage. Something. They take mileage from your zip code, and then they'll also include that.
How long
in the
were
check.
You there?
From 8:30 until I left about 3:30. Wow, I was released
that's
at 3:30.
The full
it's
and then
days
work.
Tell us.
And what happened was
to you that you weren't worthy.
Yeah. Well, they came in. We were in this big room, and they came in and said, "There's one courtroom upstairs that needs a jury." And we will be taking you all up there very shortly. And they picked not everyone in the room, but they picked a lot of us, most of us in the room. And we went up on the fourth floor. We went into a courtroom. I was juror number one, so I got to actually sit in the little jury box there. And then the rest of them had to sit on the benches and stuff, but... And then the lawyer for the person that was suing this company got up and started speaking and talking and asking questions. And she would ask different questions of different jurors. And she came to me and asked me a couple of questions. And it's an injury case. And then the other attorney got up and he would ask questions of the jurors, and he came to me and he said, "Mr. Strauss," and then he goes, "I close my eyes, I know exactly who you are and hear your voice."
Huh. Really?
Wow.
Yeah. And really? I had several of the other jurors come up and ask me if I was the Dan Strauss that was on the Frank Opinion Show.
So like maybe getting to be on jury duty with a real famous person.
I don't know, but so
did he disqualify you because he hates the show?
No, I don't. I think they disqualified me because I've had I pointed out some things in the past that have happened with car accidents and my own daughter having a car accident. And they asked if I would be thinking about that. And I said, with my daughter's car accident, yes, I would be thinking about that. And there were a few other questions that they asked, and I can't even remember what they were, but the one girl kept saying, "Brutal honesty is what we need. That's what we're here for, is brutal honesty."
Wait, who was the girl saying this?
This was the attorney. The girl attorney of the guy that's suing this company.
She sounds like a dude.
Well, she just kept, and she kept, her cadence was very strange, too, because
that's when you should have said, "Oh, brutal. I love the word brutal. I like anything that's brutal." And then he said, "Okay, you can go home."
You should have
just, do you know what it was? What was it you said that caused them to go, "Okay, you're dismissed"? Do you have any idea?
No, I
just
have no
idea.
The
thing about your daughter, I guess?
Yeah, because Alyssa was in a car accident one time, and she slid into a lady, not going very fast, dented the lady's tailpipe, and the lady jumped out of the car, rolling on the ground, screaming, "My back, my back!"
Oh, boy. Isn't this the one where even the cop said to you and your daughter that she's pulling a fast one?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The cop, I talked to the cop, too, on that, and he said, "This is just a load of crap, this lady."
Now, you see, what you should have done
when
you
walked overacting.
In, yeah.
When when the plaintiff or the defendant, like, who's the one that's in trouble? Like, it's the plaintiff, right?
The defendant.
As soon as that person walked in, you should be like, "Oh, he looks guilty as hell." Mm-hmm. And you'd be fine. You'd have to kick
that
her
would
right
do
out.
It. That would do it.
But I'll tell you what, hearing some
that's
of these...
great idea, though. That's a great idea. As soon as you see who, they just go, "Oh, that guy's guilty. Look at him. I can tell by looking at him." Well, go home.
Yeah.
Right. That's a great idea.
And you're under oath. I mean, they make you raise your right hand and repeat after the judge.
You know what you should have done when they said raise your right hand? You should have raised your left hand, like you don't know your right from your left. I'm not kidding. Yeah. That would probably get you out, too. You don't even know right or left.
Actually,
there's another thing you could do.
It'd have been fun if you just, like, lifted up your leg and act like you're taking a fake pee. Get this guy out of here.
Man.
So we all had to go out. Every juror that was in the room had to go out and stand in the hall and wait while they kind of deliberated and talked about who they wanted, because they were all taking notes. And then the bailiff came out and got us and named like 12 people and said, "This is the jury." And then they brought us all into the courtroom again. The judge thanked us and basically said, "This is not a reflection of who you are." And all this other stuff, it's like, like, we don't care. We're out of this. There were like a handful of us that were talking that said, "I just want to leave. I just want to go.
Dan, you don't even see what happened here. What? They didn't want you on the jury. Think about it. It would have created chaos. Somebody famous on the jury.
Oh, well.
And they'd have people showing up for the trial just to be in the room with Dan Strauss. That's why they didn't want you.
It would have been like the OJ trial all over
again.
Yeah. Clayton would have been crawling with
people.
We
know who's on
people.
The jury? Dan Strauss. And then it's just covered up with people. Yeah. And then
pandemonium.
Turn people away. Yeah, that's why you didn't get it. You said, the attorney said, I could close my eyes and listen to you, and I know exactly who you are. There, right there. That tells you everything you need to know.
I know.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back.
And a couple other people then came up to me later and said they were AM and the PM. And one of the other attorneys that was on the defendant side said that he was AM and the PM as well.
Well, you got out of it. That's all that matters.
Yes, no kidding.
Tim Woodburn had a story in the news. Did I hear you right? This cop is going to prison over $600. Was that the amount?
Well, there was a chiropractor in the city, and he and his wife were paying off cops to give them copies of accident reports with the actual victims' names and contact information, and then they would prey on the individuals who lived in poor neighborhoods and say, "Hey, come on in, and we'll take a look at your back, and we'll get a claim."
Kind of the same as like ambulance chases.
Pretty much.
But
he
did this for just $600.
Well, yeah, and he only got 30 days. There was other cops that got much longer sentences based on the amount of time that they were on the take and how much money they took. He was on the take the shortest amount of time, and he took the least amount of money, and he got the least harsh sentence.
I don't care. 30 days. Even 30 days, it seemed like an eternity.
Well, he lost his job, too.
If you're going to commit a crime, go for $6 million or $600,000. Not $600. I thought I misheard you, but no, I guess I didn't.
I do have one more thing. The woman attorney got up and she said her name, and I, for the life of me, I cannot remember their last name. But her dad was sitting over there as well, and her brother was in the back of the courtroom, and they are all three in the law office all together. And then she asked everyone, she said, "Has anyone heard of our firm?" And everybody just sat there. And she said, "Well, I'm sorry that no one's really heard of our firm." And I said, "Advertise on radio."
Hey, right there. That's why they disqualified you.
Probably.
Right there. All right, folks, I'm still trying to raise more money for St. Jude Children's Hospital by way of Window World Cares, which is the charity for Window World. Trivia Night is May 18th. I know it's 6 weeks away, and we have some wonderful contributions here, but I'd like to jack them up a little bit. Sitting at our trivia table, one couple, the bid is $2,000 from Bill. for the other two seats for another couple, the bid is $3,000 from Paul. That's wonderful. That's $5,000. Then I have a bid of $4,000 from Brian to come sit in with us one day on the show. So you got four and three and two. That's $9,000. I would love to get even more than that. And if you have a suggestion, a recommendation, you email me and say, Frank, for example, dinner at Annie Gunn's. My wife and I will take another couple to dinner at Annie Gunn's, but you're going to pay for it because I don't get the money. I get the dinner, so do you, but the money goes to St. Jude. If you want to do that, I'm easy to get a hold of. It's frankopinion@yahoo.com, and I read every email every day, so feel free to give me a call. How much time do we have? I better get to. I don't want to be late again. Mike Evans is at the dentist, so we'll see how that goes. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Owen decides to take a vacation. She hasn't had a vacation in 3 or 4 years. She works hard, so she goes to Europe, leaving the country. And she asks her brother to watch her cat. She's crazy about her cat. It's a perfect joke for Dr. Doug Day today. She loves that cat. And her brother says, don't worry. You know, cat will be fine. Have a good time. So every day while she's in Europe, she calls home and says, how's everybody doing? How's everything going? And she's assured everything is fine. But the next day again, she calls again. How's everybody doing? How's everything going? And her brother says, well, your cat's dead. She says, what? He said, dead. Cat's dead. She becomes hysterical. She's so upset. And she says, you know what? You can't tell a person something like that so bluntly. You just can't say, your cat's dead. You could have broken it to be gently. He says, like how? She says, well, you could have said something like, oh, your cat was stuck up on the roof of the house, and he's stuck there now and can't get down, but we'll try to get her down. And then the next day when you called, you could have said to me, oh, your cat fell off the roof. She's at the vet, but it looks like she's going to make it. And then the third day, at least I'd kind of be prepared. And the third day when I called, you could have said, oh, my goodness, your cat died from complications from falling off the roof. If you just started with something like, you know, your cat's stuck on the roof and can't get down, as opposed to just saying, oh, your cat's dead. How dare you? She hangs up. Next day she calls. How's everybody? How's everything? He says, well, it's your mom. She's stuck on the roof and she can't get down.
Time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by NAPA. They wrapped up a vehicle fire southbound 270 at Graboid. Bumper-to-bumper delays near Page. Accident now southbound 55 past Imperial Main. Earlier accident southbound 55 at McNutt and southbound 170 at Olive. Brake lights westbound 64 at Compton and accident westbound 364 at Creve Coeur Lake. This month at Napa Auto Parts stores, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Club Fitness is helping everybody lift local. Now through April 15th, you can join for just $1.
Club Fitness really cares about supporting me and my fitness goals. With Free Kids Club, my kids have fun while I choose from over 700 free weekly classes.
We're one big family with more than 20 locations serving only the St. Louis region. So come on,
lift local with us.
Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody. Join by April 15th for just $1. See Club for details.
Zisser Tire and Auto has been providing outstanding service to the St. Louis area since 1984.
At Zisser Tire, you won't find sales or specials because they believe you should always get the best price, no matter what.
You can find all of the top tire brands at Zisser, too. Brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Pirelli, and many more.
And with three locations to serve you, Zisser Tire is always right around the corner. Find them in Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville.
Check them out online at ZisserTire.com.
In St. Louis, the home opener is special. It's also special here on 590 The Fan. And on Wednesday afternoon between 1 and 3, and again on Thursday beginning at 5 a.m., we have a Cardinal special for you that will get you ready for the 2019 season. The opening day special is brought to you by Lakeside Roofing, The Angry Beaver, and by JMH Law Firm.
Got to do the whole sports car around the outfield with the Clydesdales and all that, just remembering how amazing it was to feel like I'd accomplished getting to the big leagues.
Hear excerpts from the Tim McKernan Show featuring Brian Jordan, David Eckstein, Dexter Fowler, Paul DeYoung, Alex Reyes, Mike Shilton, John Moselock.
When you look at this team and again how the last 6 weeks have evolved, there is this bounce in this clubhouse.
There's no better way to get ready for opening day right here on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Honey Pit Smokehouse serves the best barbecue in St. Louis. Try Honey Pit today for anything from the most tender meats in St. Louis to succulent burgers and sandwiches. At Honey Pit, we use Myron Mix and Water smokers that steam the meat while it smokes. No other place in Missouri can say that. This ensures tender meat with just the right amount of smoke. Plus, we make all of our sauces in-house with no MSG, no high fructose corn syrup, and gluten-free. Located in Kirkwood, check us out online at honeypitsmokehouse.com.
Well, he currently lives in Dallas, Texas, but right now he's in Southern California, and he's in the dentist's office. That's my understanding. He is Mike Evans. As if he'd moved to St. Louis, he'd be in the chair at Dallas Dental Care. But no, he had to go to Dallas. Apparently, there's not a good dentist there. He went back to California to go to the dentist. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed only on Monday. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And gift cards are a great idea. They sell thousands every year, and you will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. I'd make them also for lunch. It's a very popular, very busy place because it's real good. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse Market. From Palm Springs, California, in some dentist's chair, Mike Evans. It's Tom Brokaw. It's Tom Brokaw.
Okay, the pop quiz question today, it's all about America. How my teeth look?
Great.
Sir, you came to the canine unit.
teeth, I don't know. Our pop quiz question this week, Des Moines, America, these four states have the longest coastline. Which one of these states have the longest coastline? Is it California, Alaska, Louisiana, or is it Florida? I got that, and I'll get an answer as soon as I have a chance to get an answer.
Suction thing in there.
What in the world?
Okay.
Suction tube.
Our Wednesday profile today is on John Travolta, nicknamed Bone, once one of Hollywood's guaranteed box office stars with Grease and Pulp Fiction and Every Cowboy and Get Shorty and Hairspray and more, but John Travolta hasn't had a hit in 15 years, 19 bombs in a row. His next bomb will be Trading Paint, where he plays a washed-up race car driver, and then Moose, he plays a disturbed, obsessed fan who stalks a star. You know he's a Scientology nut. He's a great pilot, married to Kelly Preston 18 years. John speaks fluent French and has walked as star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Is in the best place possible right in front of the Dolby Theater. And John Travolta's profile.
Here comes Mr. Thirsty.
I guess this dentist is not letting him get a word in. She's not stopping the procedure.
Okay. With baseball season here, I want to share one of my favorite articles I ever wrote. It was for the now-defunct Chic magazine. While traveling with the Dodgers and Angels, entitled The Best Major League Cities for Hookups, 18-column-inch article. I did a lot of research, but I'll tell you, the top five cities were Minneapolis, Kansas City, Cincinnati, St. Louis, and San Diego. San Diego is really good.
I think you said San Diego.
Yeah, hookups.
That was funny the first time.
Okay. Al Franken is going to make an appearance on Julie Louis-Dreyfus' Veep finale. been a long time since actually been in the chat. And sad to report, Britney Spears was put into a mental facility this afternoon with her father being so sick. No surprise that she's not doing well. And finally, for the pop quiz question, I say... Thank you. Thank you very much. Which is the longest coastline, California, Alaska, Louisiana, or Florida?
I'm going to say Alaska.
I was going to go Alaska.
I'll say Florida.
I'll also say Alaska.
Alaska.
We got it.
Alaska. All right, yeah, it's Alaska.
Oh, my.
That was funny, the first 30 seconds.
It was.
Well, I'm a little bit confused.
He said Alaska.
Now, Frank, you have a full 3 minutes.
I know. This guy gets so upset. What amount of time? Then we give him time, and what, he bails 3 minutes early. So I have a bonus joke, but it's disgusting, and it's in bad taste. So let's do it.
All right.
This woman goes to this. Not a Playhouse joke. This is outside the Playhouse. And don't get upset, people. It's just a joke. A woman goes to visit the doctor because she's had some strange goings on and feelings in her abdominal area, and so she thinks she may be pregnant. So she goes and gets examined by a doctor, and the doctor comes on. He says, "Well, I hope you enjoy changing diapers." She says, "Oh my goodness, I'm pregnant." He goes, "No, you have bowel cancer."
Oh my God.
Wow. I got another good one. In honor of Dr. Doug Day.
Wow.
I was not expecting
this guy's
that.
Guy's telling his buddy, he says, "Hey, my girlfriend's dog died. So to cheer her up, I went out and got a dog identical to the dog that died." And she got mad. She says, "What am I going to do with two dead dogs?"
Oh, my God.
See, he went out and got one identical to the dead one.
I got a Dr. Doug joke.
Wow.
So this snail gets robbed by a couple of turtles, and the cops show up, and they said, "What happened?" Snail said, "I don't know. It happened so
fast. Happened so fast.
Oh, you didn't mow my lawn?
I can't help it.
You could have mowed my lawn.
You actually let me get the punch.
No, you did. I got the punchline out before you mowed my lawn.
What did the man with no hands get for Christmas?
What?
I don't know. He hasn't opened his presents. How can you tell if your acne is really out of control?
How?
Blind Bob starts reading your face.
Oh, wow.
See, bringing in a listener into that one. That was pretty ingenious.
That was actually pretty ingenious.
Mm-hmm. This guy's telling his buddy, he says, "I met a beautiful girl downtown at the park this morning, and I mean sparks flew. She fell at my feet and we ended up having sex right there in the park. I love my new taser." Get it? Sparks flew.
Oh, my God.
Who was it that used to say, "I got a million of them"? Somebody said, "Is everybody happy?" That was like an Al Jolson, Eddie Cantor kind of guy. And then there was somebody that says, "I got a million of them." I don't have a million of them. In fact, I do have one more tasteless joke, but I don't have time to tell it. Dan knows what it is. Maybe we'll do it tomorrow. It's the bowl of chili joke.
One of the all-time great, disgusting, tasteless jokes. Horrible.
I want to thank everybody who listened today and hope you'll be back tomorrow. We will. Thank a police officer, a firefighter, every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye, St. Louis.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. A preliminary report on last month's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines flight is due out tomorrow. ABC News is reporting that officials believe a bird or other object may have damaged a sensor on the Boeing 737 MAX jet that caused the computer system to think it was stalling. Former VP Joe Biden is speaking out about accusations of inappropriate behavior.
I hear what they're saying. I understand it, and I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility, and I'll meet it.
Several women have accused Biden of unwelcome conduct in years past. In a video statement on Twitter today, Biden acknowledged that social norms are changing, and he vowed to change his behavior. Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin will enter their pleas at a later date, but their first court appearance is over. Both women appeared today in a Boston courtroom to hear the charges against them and the conditions of their release. They're accused of paying bribe money to get their children into top universities. Senate Republican leaders are